AP Radio News. I'm Tim McGuire. A rally outside the State House in Columbia, South Carolina, in honor of Martin Luther King Jr. includes the three candidates running for the Democratic Party's presidential nomination. Former Secretary of State Hillary Clinton telling the crowd,
"We are all diminished by racism and bigotry and injustice, no matter who we are, whether we know it or not."
Vermont Senator Bernie Sanders says King would have likely backed his notion to change the way people pay for college.
"I think he would agree with many of us and say that every public college and university in America should be tuition free."
Former Maryland Governor Martin O'Malley says he's pleased a symbol of the Confederacy is gone from the South Carolina State House.
"It is wonderful to be here in South Carolina facing the rising sun of this new day begun and to be here in the absence of the Confederate battle flag."
Republican candidate Donald Trump spent part of the holiday addressing students and faculty at Liberty University in Lynchburg, Virginia. Trump says he's funding his own campaign to not be beholden to special interests.
"Look, I know this game better than anybody. I've been playing this game for a long time, folks, on the other side. I changed sides. You know, I was total establishment. Now I'm like the worst thing that ever happened to the establishment because I understand the game."
A man with a lengthy criminal record is in jail, suspected in the killing of a small-town Ohio police officer late last night. Investigators say Herschel Ray Jones' former girlfriend called dispatchers saying he was armed and looking for a police officer to kill. Some 20 minutes later, Danville police officer Thomas Cottrell was found dead behind the town's municipal building. Jones was arrested early this morning following a short foot chase in the same town. This is AP Radio News. The five Americans freed by Iran are reconnecting with their families. Rita Foley reports, however, at least one American is unaccounted for.
Washington Post reporter Jason Rezaian's brother Ali spoke to him by phone.
"You know, he really seems very positive, strong."
One American who did not come back with the others, Robert Levinson, a former FBI agent who's believed to have been held in Iran for more than 8 years now. His wife, Christine.
"We had been promised that when the other people were released, Bob would be with him. And he was not."
Levinson's son, Daniel, says they'll keep working for him to come home.
"We still believe he's alive, and we're not going to stop."
Levinson's were on CBS This Morning. Ali Rezaian was on NBC's Today Show. I'm Rita Foley.
There are calls for a boycott of the Oscars because there are no African-Americans among this year's acting nominees. Director Spike Lee and actress Jada Pinkett Smith each say they won't attend. I'm Tim McGuire, AP Radio News.